Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. I have always loved to play dress up. Ever since I was a little girl, my friends and I used to get into the trunks of my mom and my grandmother, who was also a debutante at the University of Missouri, class of 1919, and she had kept all of her beautiful gowns and sequins and long gloves and chiffon hats and the little pump shoes with the straps they wore back in the 1919 era, and we used to love that. And in it was also my dad's Navy outfit and his uniform from when he was dress up and when he had his whites on. And I always loved looking through my mom's closet because she was a costumer for a theater guild. And we were always collecting costumes and all kinds of things like that ever since I can remember. So every time as a little girl I was invited to a birthday party, I would always wrap the present in the shiniest and the biggest bows, and maybe it wasn't wrapped so well, but it was always just big and beautiful and just, I thought, the best present ever. And then one day, a new friend had moved from St. Louis to our little hometown of Clarksville, Missouri. And she was what we would call a city slicker later on. But the fun part was, it was going to be her birthday, but she reversed the invitation. She said, "Please, no gifts. I want to give a gift to each of my new friends." So everybody was so excited to think we're going to a birthday party and we're getting another present. So we each put our name into a little pot, and as the names were drawn out, that person got to pick a present that was wrapped up, but one that we couldn't see what it really was. Some were big, some were small, some were more wrapped beautifully, and some were just more plainly wrapped. But there were about 15 of us there, so there were 15 gifts. So everybody got to take turns, and I think I was like number two or three, maybe four. And when it came my turn to choose which gift I wanted to open, I knew the perfect gift. I had been hoping nobody before me would pick it. It was a big box, and it was beautifully wrapped. It was multitudes of colors. It looked like a circus print, and it had all kinds of colored ribbons on it. And I went over and picked it up, and I was so excited. And it was one of the heaviest gifts as well. Oh, believe me, I was picking them up. You couldn't shake them, but you could pick them up if you wanted. So everybody brought their gift over with them, and one at a time, number one through number 15, we would open our gifts and tell our new friend our name and how we would use that gift. So if I remember correctly, one of the first gifts opened was a Barbie doll. They had just come out, and I was excited to see the new Barbies. I hadn't even seen one yet, and one of my friends was given a Barbie doll. What? Well, that meant mine, which was bigger and shinier and prettier and heavier, was certainly going to be something like, oh, I couldn't even imagine, maybe a whole Barbie house. It was heavy enough, or maybe it was going to be one of the new children's cook stoves that were out where you could make your own things, really baking them. So the next couple opened theirs, and everybody was oohing and eyeing, and I put mine out in the middle of the floor, and I carefully unwrapped it because I wanted to keep that beautiful wrapping and all of the ribbons. And when I reached into that big box, guess what it was filled with? Books. Books. This is summertime. School's out. Who wants books? I didn't say that. I started looking at the titles, and some of them were interesting, and some of them looked okay, but I had ADHD, and I could barely make it through one book a summer, and I wasn't into reading as I became later in life. But I said, oh, thank you. These are great. And I learned a great lesson that day, because down toward the end of the gifts, maybe number 13, 14, or even 15, was a small gift wrapped in plain brown paper with a string around it. A plain little string. It wasn't even heavy enough to I could hold it in one finger. I could balance it. But it turned out that when this girl, and I still remember who got the gift, I won't say her name, but she opened it up, and guess what it was? A new watch. A beautiful new watch. None of us had watches back then. Little girls didn't have watches back when I grew up. They were too expensive. What? I got books and she got a watch. I had the prettiest and the heaviest and the best wrapped, and hers was a little brown paper bag wrapping with white string. What was the purpose in this? And when we had all opened our presents, our friend, our new friend, said, "I was watching your faces as you opened your gifts, and some of you seemed disappointed, and some of you were ecstatic." And I'd never heard that word, ecstatic. Well, whatever it was, I wasn't ecstatic if the opposite was disappointed. And I found out her reasoning. She said, "I love wrapping things in different ways so that you can't ever tell, and that way you will not ever be able to judge the inside by the outside." And she told us, because she was rather plain, I mean, she had little freckles, and anyway, she said she had been judged by other friends, and she wanted to make sure her new friends only loved her for who she was, and that's why she wanted to give us gifts. And she said, "I handpicked all of these gifts, and every one of them I know is a good gift." And she said, "Some of you may not particularly like what you got today, but I'm hoping that you will look more into it and see how your gift really might just fit you perfectly." So the reason I even have remembered this so specifically all these years is because I remember how it was that I always wanted the biggest and the prettiest and the shiniest, and I still love doing that. We just had our big women's event called Sparkle, and I probably had on more gaud and jewels and sequins and imitation diamonds, and I dressed my mom up like that too, and we had fun because she and I used to do some of the theater things together, and she always helped me when I was directing plays and musicals in St. Louis for 25 years. And if I'm being perfectly honest, through the years, I have gone through so many watches, only one that was very expensive because I could never take care of my things. I really should have had costumes instead of nice clothes, and I should have had imitation everything instead of the real thing, because I lose things, I misplace things, I don't really handle things nicely, if you know what I mean. And I know myself now, and I know that if I had gotten that watch, it probably would have lasted me a week, and I would probably either have lost it or destroyed it. And it's not about that, it's about how it was wrapped, what I thought it was going to be. I am so glad looking back. I remember one of our Christmas stories that was told when I was still a young girl about why Jesus was born in a plain stable, a manger, a barn with not silver and gold, and he certainly didn't have any wonderful silk mattresses or pillows to place his head. But he chose to come in quietly. He chose to come in as a servant, not as a king with pomp and circumstance and decorated in all of the sparkly, beautiful things that I would have chosen. No, I had to learn through the years, many lessons, many times brought to my knees, that he said, "We have not come to be served, but to serve." And I have watched some of my greatest friends through the years who were quiet and humble and worked backstage and in the wings, while I got to be on the stage with my big mouth and all of my sequins and diamonds and rubies. And I wondered what it would be like if I was back there trying to keep my mouth shut, trying to serve in a humble way. And a good friend recently has taught me that that is her gift. She would hate to be on stage. She would hate to be wearing all of the sparkly, gaudy things I was wearing. She wanted to dress plainly, to serve quietly, and God has rewarded her in that way. Wow. So I don't know if this even means anything to you, but I've just learned that sometimes we have to remember the greatest lesson. Each of us is given different gifts, and they come in different shapes, forms, sizes, and always, by God's hand, we are able to use them easily. And if you can't, then that perhaps is not your gift. So thank you, God, for each one of our gifts and the ability to use them for you. In Jesus' name. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.